When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show. It's a Victory Monday presented by Chenigo Myos. Let's talk to our good friend Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on Team 980. Rooster, what's up, bro? How are
you? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
It could have turned out a misery Monday, and it should have never got to that point based on what happened there at the end. But kind of just give us your general takeaway from the win. Look, even though it's a bad team, it's not easy to go on the road and win games. Especially, you know, it's not like they're the Chiefs or the Bills or the Lions, you know, or the Eagles. I mean,
it's a team that won four games last year.
Team that won four games, and they got some injuries, and, you know, they don't have as much talent as some of these other teams, but. Yeah, you'll take the win, 2019. Yeah.
It was about as ugly of a win, you know, of course, as everybody's going to say, as you can get. But I was just seeing, you know, before I came on with you guys, Jay Gruden, who just cheap gratuitous plug, will join me at 3 o'clock later on today, as he does each and every Monday, said, you know, I love ugly wins, you know, and I'm sure Dan Quinn is saying basically the same thing. Ooh, we got a lot to clean up. Tell the Truth Monday, all the gimmicky stuff that they do, right? It almost sounds like a WWE promotion sometimes that they'd run out of there. But the bottom line is there's a lot to fix, but you'd rather fix it at 9 wins and 9-5 and off of a win, as scary as it was, then not. I still can't. I don't know about you guys. I haven't been able to listen to the show yet this morning, but I still can't wrap my arms around you had the ball for almost 41 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You had a 326 to 245 edge, which is not tremendous, but it's significant. You were 9 of 17 on third down. You held them to 3 of 11 on third down. You had a 14-0 lead, actually a 17-0 lead, and it like all of that, and it came down to the final play, and you very well could have lost. Now, we could argue from now until the cows come home that they shouldn't have been in that position in a lot of different ways, and especially at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you had that kind of statistical dominance and you barely won and could have lost is amazing.
I will say this, though. They just burned the clock. I mean, if you look at their first two possessions, they went 12 plays, and then they score that touchdown, right, to Terry. The second time they got the ball, they went 10 plays, burned a lot of clock, and then...
But can I say something to that?
That's what they do. I mean, they're not quick strike, you know?
But let me say something. They're not explosive. Although they missed a couple of explosive opportunities in the second. Well, think about this, EB. I'm just going to point this out before I lose track, and then I'll shut up. Remember on that first drive, guys, as sloppy as it was, Cosme had a holding penalty because they had penetration. OZ had the illegal shift, which wiped out one of his touchdowns or a touchdown. They eventually got it. But think about this. Before that, they kicked a field goal that was taken off the board because New Orleans committed a penalty.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if that field goal stands, right? And the penalty does not happen or get called, which happens all the time. That's 3 points instead of 7 points.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they don't win.
They're getting breaks this year, man.
How weird is that?
They're getting a lot of breaks.
Well, listen, they're fortunate to win, but they also did enough to win. So I'm not going to totally smash them. Every week's a new week. I will say that in terms of the clock management stuff, I love, obviously, when they get going, they like to go and get to the line of scrimmage, call the play there, be up tempo, right, don't let them. That's when they're at their best, mm-hmm. clearly. But I think I felt like in the fourth quarter, when you clearly we're going to get the ball back at least twice, and we just had to score one of the two times that we would salt the game away. But Jaden and you know, he was snapping the ball with 15 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, take
burn
more
the clock
time.
A little bit. Yeah.
Now, there was like 8 minutes to go. So it wasn't like it was obviously a thing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you could tell the way the game was trending. We're just trying to, you know, let's take our time here. And I just didn't like the way we were managing the clock. Maybe there were 6 minutes left. Whatever it was. We, you know, Jaden was snapping the ball when he could have ripped off another 10 seconds. And all this nonsense at the end never would have been an issue.
Yeah.
You know, because it could take more time off the clock as we were trying to just get out of there with a W.
You know, that's an interesting point, EB.
You should watch
it. I guess I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Because, okay. I mean, it was like 6 or 7 minutes left or whatever it was. You know, isn't like in our last two or three possessions, we could have just burned more clock.
Well, Chris, on the last possession when they missed the field goal before they, you know, the 54-yarder, they ran 13 plays.
Yep.
You know, they
yep.
only got 28 yards, but they only burned 5 minutes. Yeah. 13 plays should burn more than five minutes.
Because they're snapping it with too much time.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bish.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, I don't know what you guys have talked about already. I had a major problem with Dan trusting a kicker who has a good leg. But has been erratic as you know what his entire career. I mean, I know the former special teams coach in Minnesota who's now in Denver, who I worked with here. I mean, Greg Joseph drive you crazy, right? And he'll drive you out of a job. I couldn't believe after he missed the botched clock field goal at the end of the third quarter and got a reprieve because they finally realized what the hell happened and made the fourth quarter and made the field goal to start the fourth quarter, for 41 yards. If you guys remember that.
Yep.
I couldn't believe DQ went 54 yards, realizing, okay, yes, it's indoor. Yes, he's got the leg. Yes, that is a kick that a lot of guys make. It's also a kick a lot of guys miss. And if you miss it, what happens? You don't get the ball. You don't turn the ball over to Spencer freaking Rattler at the 37-yard line at the spot. You turn the ball over at the 44. Now, 7 yards, maybe not a big deal to everyone, but why give them a free 7 yards? Even if the field goal would have theoretically put the game out of touch, and I get what DQ is trying to do, to me, way too risky. I would have used Tressway, punt, coffin corner, play defense, make Rattler go 90, 92, 93 yards, whatever it was.
I understand it, but I think, I mean, DQ answered it. I mean, and you said it. They're indoors.
Yeah.
They made their determination before the game. If we're the 38 or better, we're going to kick it.
I don't know how you trust that guy. EB.
You figure he's a pro.
Well, and maybe he second guesses it if that situation comes up again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I would second guess it, especially considering, again, going back to the original clock malfunction at the end of the third quarter, he missed a 40. Well, it was a 41 yarder that they allowed him to kick after the game clock had expired for 5 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know how they botched that. But
you know, to me, that sticks in my mind. And I'm sorry. I know he should make that, but I don't trust anybody at this point to make any of these kicks. Like, field goal kicking is horrendous across the board, yet guys can kick further than ever. I mean, like Brandon Aubrey of the Cowboys tried a 70-yarder yesterday. Now, he missed it wildly, but he tried a 70-yarder.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, it's also crazy that the Commanders have had four kickers this year in the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many times does a team have four kickers, and you still got 3 weeks left?
Yeah, they're all it kind of reminds me of what the Browns dealt with at quarterback last year. Five starting quarterbacks. And, I mean, obviously the McManus situation, he's doing great for Green Bay from everything that I've seen. I mean, that sucked. That was their guy, and they let Joey Sly go, and that seemed to be the right move. Now, who knows how it would have worked out? But, I mean, it's been a carousel, and it's not just inefficiency. It's also injury. So it's inefficiency and injury after Seibert got banged up. And remember how good Seibert was for the first, what, five or six games that he was here?
Yeah, need him back. But, you know, again, 20-19 going forward, they got to play Philly, obviously, yeah, this weekend. That's going to be very difficult. Atlanta at home. We'll see what Atlanta does in the next couple of weeks. They got a couple of cupcakes, but they have been playing horrible. And then the end with Dallas. I'm kind of with Bickle. The fact that this team won four games last year and now they're 9-5, it doesn't really matter how you win. I mean, I know that's what we do. We kind of dissect how you play, but I don't even care really how you win. The fact that you're in the playoffs right now after such a dreadful season last year, it's just an incredible turnaround.
Yeah, no doubt, Bish. I mean, you know, I understand the ultimate goal is to win, and however you win, you win. That being said, are you going to blow? Like, I thought this was going to be a really tough game. I had the Saints plus the 8. I said to everybody all week, I said the Saints are averaging less than 16 points a game allowed under the interim head coach, Darren Rizzi. They were allowing a good amount of yards on the run, but that was in two games. They had basically controlled the Rams, which was the explosive offense that they had faced a couple of weeks ago, granted in a loss, but they held them to 21 points. Other than that, they had shut down pretty much. So I thought this was going to be an ugly, tight struggle. Now, did I think it would exactly come down? Of course not. The one thing that I will say, right, so I'm not so negative, and so, like, how about Terry McLaurin? I mean, not only touchdowns 10 and 11, but the way he got to both of those, the routes and the effort and what he had to do. If you look at the next gen stats, and I mean, obviously, we all watch the game, right? I mean, he runs an out route from the right side for the first touchdown and then diagonally cuts two thirds of the way over across the field and catches one on the run. And it's a seed in a tight window. And Jaden slips and falls right before he throws it. Think about all these little things that, as we dissect and point out the negative and talk about what they didn't do and whatever, what they did do right. And we got to give them credit. And then obviously Terry had the second one. And in my mind, I'm trying to remember all the different little things. I think that was from the right as well, but I would have to go back and watch it again. And it was just another seed by Jaden. So, I mean, there is good things to take from this and talk. Marshawn Lattimore drawing blanks, right? Now, maybe that was the Saints and they just knew not to bleep with him, but he hadn't played in 6 weeks. You would think, hey, man, let's test him out. Let's see how that old hamstring is doing. He completely took them out. Now, I know they don't have Olave. I know they don't have the other kid, Rashid, that was so good. I got it. I understand that. But these are the positives.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, Daniels took 8 sacks. I don't know how many of those would have been on him. I noticed a couple when they showed the overhead on mm-hmm. The instant replay. There were some guys open across the middle he could have seen, but he was just bouncing around and he was looking to run. They got to be better. Certainly this week against Philly.
There was one to Crowder. Crowder was wide open. Left flat. Yeah. I think that was one of the Chase Young sacks, if memory serves me correct. There were a couple. I've seen some people that said, well, 4 or 5 on the offensive line. I mean, I haven't gone back and watched the All-22 yet, so I have no idea. And even if I do, and when I do, it's not like I have a definitive answer. Here's what I would say. This has been a thing all year where he has missed people that are open, that he could have gotten to, what have you. What we don't know is what the progression, what the call is, what he's supposed to be reading. Mm-hmm. And just because a guy flashes open doesn't mean that he missed them, but it doesn't mean that's what he was supposed to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
In the progression, in the route, in the play concept, what have you. So I'm always a little hesitant to say, wow, he just missed a guy. Why? Yes, I know it looks bad. One thing I will say is he missed a couple of throws in this game that normally he would pull the string on to Terry, too. And I thought Terry hurt him when Terry found a busted coverage up the right sideline. I think this was late third, early fourth, somewhere in that range. Terry slowed down
open.
A little bit.
Wide open.
You know, so and so they missed 3 big plays. And if they make one of those, we're not like bemoaning.
Right.
And obviously, if the clock error doesn't happen at the end of the game, we're not bemoaning such a tight win.
Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, they're way ahead of pace.
Yep,
they've got their quarterback. And I actually don't mind. It's, you know, I'm kind of into psychological stuff. Like, I think just kind of squeaking, they're going to have their full attention this week, right? Mm-hmm. The guys are going to detail-oriented as much as ever. There's no chance anybody's going to... Look, I don't think this team goes around and feels themselves. I think they're a pretty professional group.
Yep.
But I do think I'd rather almost come in here on a squeaker than come in on a blowout. You know what I mean?
You know, that's a great point, EB. That's, you know, because I've already been thinking like they had a, you know, close to 50-50 chance maybe to win. I don't care that the Eagles have won 10 in a row. I mean, they're really good, but at some point you step and poop and it doesn't come smelling up like roses, right? So, like, if your screws are on, and they're on tight this week, which they should be. You've accomplished nothing, even though you've won 9 games. You know, I think that leads to a better performance this Sunday than if you came in off a second consecutive blowout mm-hmm. and everything was right. You know, just one little thing. I don't know how much, you know, like you talk to people around the NFL. Like we were at Radio Row for the Army-Navy game on Friday. Everyone that I talked to, Mike Mayock, Ron Rivera came up to me. Just, you know, hey, you know, great to see you. And I hadn't seen him in like 11 months. First thing he says, man, you guys got a great quarterback. You know, and he's probably thinking, boy, if I had that, you know, like everyone that you talk to, Hugh Douglas, you know, again, I mentioned Mayock, EJ Manuel, they couldn't, Joe Theismann, of course, who you guys, you know, have could not stop gushing about Jaden Daniels. And when you have Jaden Daniels, even if things don't look right, even if things don't feel right, even if things don't always go right, you got a chance.
100%. Totally.
I mean, that third and 14 play where he ran for 25 yards. I mean, that was.
That's why he's special.
Yeah.
That's insane. And I don't even remember if they scored on that possession, but that play, you're absolutely right, Jason. That play encapsulates everything. I don't want him running as much as he is. I think he's still going to get hurt. You know what? I live in fear of that. But that play just encapsulates everything that they
I thought he did a great job protecting himself yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Great job getting down.
But when you run 11 times,
when you get sacked 8 times
by necessity or design, and then you get sacked 8 times, and you know you're not running the football by design effectively from the start, which I didn't understand, but whatever. And Biotis being out hurt,
definitely.
It's going to lead to some of the wacky numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with some of these injuries with Zach Ertz and Chin and
That's going to hurt. Yeah, that's going to hurt if those guys aren't available, no doubt.
Well, Chin was definitely knocked out. I don't know what they're doing. Like, he was knocked out, and he was telling guys he's fine, and God bless him. I like that. Yeah. But somebody's going to look at that and say, no, dude, you got to be in the protocol.
Oh, he's going to be, I would imagine he's going to be in the protocol all week. The question is how, you know, does he have any symptoms and all that? I mean, that's the thing. It's not protocol or, you know, however they diagnose it or whatever he says on Sunday. It's what do you do on Thursday and Friday? And can you ramp up the process? And do you have headaches or setbacks or nausea or anything like that? So we won't know until the end of the week, and they're not going to be available. Both, you know, him and Ertz are not going to be available to talk.
Right.
And actually say, and even if they say anything, still don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Russell.
Thank
appreciate
you, guys.
It,
happy holidays.
Yep,
appreciate
you too.
Thank you, Chris.
Merry Christmas.
Chat.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
Absolutely. All right, buddy.
See ya.
I'll tell you what was scary. It was Grant DuBose of the Dolphins, motionless for 11 minutes.
Did they say he's okay now? Like he's moving and everything?
I haven't heard anything this morning, but, man, that was scary.
Yeah.
And that clearly had an effect over Tua because he knows how that is, and he put him in that position. He was just – Tua was bad yesterday. All right, 800-636-1067. When we come back, Valdez went to the Army-Navy game. The game sucked. Navy dominated Army. But I want to get a recap on the experience of Matt being at the game. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.